This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland.
The newspaper world is still grappling with enormous changes to its industry, prompted in most part by the internet. Most recently, several papers, including the New Orleans Times-Picayune and three in Alabama, announced they would cut circulation to fewer than 7 days a week and shift their focus to online news delivery. But there are plenty of people out there who don't want to get their news online. Folks like Susan Lira, a 40-year subscriber to the Birmingham News.
I was in shock. I really and truly thought whoever made this decision had lost their mind.
So what becomes of those who prefer print to pixels? Gigi Dubin reports from Birmingham.
When a newspaper goes digital and prints less, hardcore readers clinging to their daily papers are fresh out of luck.
That's the tough part. And those are the people who are writing the letters to the editor that are appearing every week in the newspaper.
That's Hunter George, retired executive editor of the Birmingham News.
They feel hurt. They feel let down. And they're going to miss 7 days a week of a newspaper. But you know, the world is changing.
So newspaper publishers are trying to change too, shifting to digital platforms. Cutting back on print while not eliminating it entirely, George says, is a bold experiment. And it's one that other newspaper publishers will watch closely.
If this works here in Alabama and in New Orleans, you're going to see newspaper companies all over America asking themselves whether they need to publish 7 days a week.
When papers do scale back, they're sure to keep the heaviest advertising days, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if traditional newspaper readers aren't thrilled, it's not that big a deal, according to Robert Picard, editor of the Journal of Media Business Studies.
Well, some readers will probably be lost, but essentially most newspapers today have already lost those people that aren't hardcore news readers.
The big question is whether a scaled-back staff can cover Birmingham's local scene. Among the three Alabama papers, 400 employees are being let go. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.